morning, good afternoon, good evening. I have no idea what time it is when you're hearing this broadcast because, well, this isn't like normal radio. This is radio on the internet where there is no CRTC. There's no FCC. There's just you and me the way radio really, really ought to be. As you might have noticed, I have not produced any radio broadcasts in the last week or two because I'm busy. I'm busy and I'm tired, and writing the editorials takes just about all I've got. And we're also in the process of making all the final arrangements for that big move to Texas for the winter. We'll be there for almost 6 months, and there's an awful lot to do. But I decided to produce an editorial or a radio editorial today because I'm furious with what's happening in the United States in terms of these fake bombs. Now, I say fake bombs because everything that I'm able to discern is that these bombs were not set to explode. I don't even know if there was any black powder or anything in there that could go bang. It seems like the timers weren't connected, or they were the wrong kinds of timers. Anyways, the bottom line is, as far as I'm concerned, these are fake bombs which were used to deliver a message. Who delivered them? What was the message? Was it a Republican that did it? Well, probably not. Was it a lunatic that did it? Very possibly. But then again, I don't think lunatics have that kind of expertise to do all those things and send out as many as 10 or maybe even more of these fake bombs. Was it a Democrat who did it, or somebody from the far left who did it? That's possible too. I saw the speech by President Trump yesterday in Wisconsin. And I was very disappointed. Not a little bit disappointed, I was really disappointed. Because I saw a man who came on stage who was deflated. He was tired. He seemed spooked. He didn't use the words fake news, not once. I don't remember him saying anything about Nancy Pelosi, Maxine Waters, or Chuck Schumer. He talked about, well, we have to be a little bit more laid back. Well, you don't have to be more laid back. Mr. President, people love you because you tell it like it is. People love you because you say what people are thinking and can't. They don't have the ability to say it. They don't have the ability, nor do they have the podium from which to say what they really want, what they really believe, what's really happening. But you do, and that's why people voted for you. And that's why people will vote for you en masse in 2020. But understand this. If you lose that fire in your belly, then you're going to cause the Republican Party to probably lose the House. Now, the Senate, I think, is pretty much wrapped up, but the House isn't. And when you go out on the campaign trail, people expect fire and brimstone. They expect Donald Trump. They don't expect somebody to go up there and read from a teleprompter, too frightened to say, or too politically correct to say fake news, because they are fake news, or too politically correct to say, you know, anything negative about Nancy Pelosi, who wants to impeach you and impeach Kavanaugh, or Maxine Waters, who tells people to go and disrupt and get in people's faces, or any of these guys, Chuck Schumer. I mean, people expect you to get on stage and be their voice, to be their passion, to say what they want the people to hear. And when I hear people on Fox, for example, this morning, Ainsley Earhart, who is not one of my favorites, I can tell you for sure, when she sits down, she says, well, you know, both sides have to tone it down. What do you mean both sides? I don't remember any Republicans turning around and saying, go and get in their face or disrupt. I don't remember any Republicans turning around and accusing people. I don't remember any Republicans turning around and disrupting college or campus speeches. It's not Republicans who are part of Antifa. It's not Republicans who are part of Black Lives Matter. It's not Republicans who were with this Occupy Wall Street crap. So when you say both sides have to turn it down, that's not just insulting to conservatives. It's a lie. You become part of the fake media, fake news. This is Howard Galganov. This is Galganov.com, radio on Galganov.com. Anyways, I hope I'm not the only guy delivering this message. You take good care and have a great, great day. Hell, we ain't gonna